Hello, TMU. I am Praise Deetep.
And I'm Gavin Adamson.
Welcome to the Final Word News Wrap for Friday, February 14th. In today's news, some sports updates, changes to the new media program, and security concerns on campus.
Student journalist Masa Yazdaninya will join us to talk about the career fair she attended this week. But back to Praise to tell us about news that will affect all students at TMU.
Yes, students should brace themselves for a long wintry February. The GTA is expecting up to another 40 centimeters of snow through the weekend. Environment Canada forecasts the snow to start tomorrow morning and to continue to Sunday evening. And at the moment, the long-range forecast shows the GTA will not see any days above zero for 2 weeks.
In campus news, the Eye-Opener reports that the candidates for the student union election will campaign mostly during the reading week starting this Monday. The Eye reports that the Toronto Metropolitan Students Union has set the dates to accommodate for the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, likely to run from February 28th to March 29th. So the campaign will run before that, from February 14th today to the 26th. Students vote when they're back from the reading week on February 24th to the 26th. The TMSU told the Eye-Opener in an email that changes should make no difference to the candidates' outreach plans. They rely less on face-to-face outreach these days, and the focus is on social media.
The RTA School of Media is changing for next fall. The Eye-Opener reports that the new media program is no longer a part of the RTA School of Media. David Bouchard says the aim of the separation is to make the management and administration of the RTA school less overwhelming. RTA now offers only 2 undergraduate programs and 3 graduate programs. Some students oppose the change, saying that without new media, RTA students will have fewer opportunities and projects to work on. Bouchard says new media and RTA students will approach their programs more independently and with creativity.
In provincial news, On the Record reports that the provincial NDP and Liberal parties have pledged to invest more in universities and colleges ahead of the February 27th election in Ontario. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie and Merritt Stiles of the NDP each spoke on campus last week. Crombie says she'd like to see the Ontario Student Assistance Program, or OSAP, improved and increased funding to universities and colleges. The NDP Stiles said OSAP should be converted to grants for some students while eliminating the interest on the loans for other students. In an email, the Green Party said its promise for post-secondary funding matches the NDP's. On the Record reported that 10 out of 23 institutions posted deficits of $300 million in the 2023-2024 academic school year. Ford's government introduced a tuition freeze in 2019 that both Crombie and Stiles say they want to keep in place.
In campus sports, both men's and women's basketball teams have qualified for the provincial playoffs. Both teams beat the York Lions on Wednesday evening. The women's team won 69-49. The men's team recorded the 3rd highest score in the program's history in an away game. It beat York 108-71. TMU Athletics reported the men's team dominated the Lions throughout the game. Javier Gilges Glasgow was the highest scoring player with 32 points. The men's team secured home court advantage for their playoff opener next Wednesday. This Saturday's OUA game will determine who will play against the Bold in the first round of the playoffs. The team's next game is tomorrow. In the women's game, Kaylee Hall was the high scorer with 20 points. Jamie Foreman also went on an offensive run. She scored multiple three-pointers with a total of 17 as the second scorer. The women's team will play its final league game tomorrow against McMaster.
in Professional Hockey Canada opened up its account in the Four Nations Cup with a 4-3 win over Sweden on Wednesday. The Four Nations Cup is a competition that replaces the former National Hockey League All-Star Game break. The NHL is pausing for 2 weeks to play out this tournament that features its stars for four national teams: Canada, the U.S., Finland, and Sweden. Toronto Maple Leafs forward Mitch Marner scored the winning goal for Canada over the Swedes, and Sidney Crosby counted three assists. The U.S. and Canada face each other on Monday.
Back to campus, the Eye-Opener reports that TMU community members are concerned after a shooting early in February. A post on a busy TMU Reddit thread says nothing is being done to address safety issues on campus. Saeed Zofagari is Vice President of Administration and Operations at TMU. He told the Eye-Opener the campus location makes it more prone to security issues. He encourages students who have been impacted by the incident to contact the Student Care Center. Finally, we have a visitor in the studio. Student reporter Masa Yazdaninia was at the Graduate and Alumni Career Fair on Tuesday. It took place at TMU's Care Hall Gym throughout the day. Welcome, Masa. Could you tell us what you found?
Thank you, Praise. I got there around noon and it was a pretty busy turnout already. I spoke with one of the organizers who told me that about 2,000 students had registered to attend and there were 43 companies present. The students I talked to said that the job market is tough and they were all hoping for better luck at the fair. Their employers were also hoping to have success in discovering new talent and getting them on board.
How important are career fairs, especially since job applications are online?
So career fairs are still pretty relevant because for every job posting that is put up online, thousands of applications are submitted and the personal touch isn't there. So your resume gets lost in that applicant pool. But when you meet the employer face to face, your chances of having your resume land on top of the pool rises. You might even get hired on the spot or at least get contacted within a couple of weeks. The number one factor the employers were looking for in applicants was how they presented themselves. Their confidence and whether they were up for taking on the role, those were the qualities that show up in person. TMU hosts four career fairs every year. The next one is coming up in March, and it will be more focused on the creative school. Students can get their resumes up to date and attend the Get Hired Career Fair on March 12th.
Thank you, Masa, for being here. For Met Radio and The Final Word, I am Praise Deteb.
And I'm Gavin Adamson. Thanks for listening.